Randy Udall held up a 10-pound chunk of black coal to illustrate his point. That much coal burned in a power plant, he said, would heat all the water in a typical 80-gallon home water heater. But the solar water heater on his roof, he said, has a distinct advantage.
The coal can do it once, and the solar hot water system can do it 7,000 times, 10,000 times.
Udall heads a local renewable energy agency in Aspen, Colorado, that pays homeowners who produce their own solar energy 25 cents per kilowatt hour. The money comes from a tax on wealthy homeowners who use more energy than they need for such things as heated swimming pools. Udall says he believes eventually local energy codes will require every homeowner to produce some of their own energy.
Make some hot water on that roof, you're required to. Or make some solar electricity on that roof. Don't just sit there and be in intensive care for the next 100 years, which is the way we're building right now.
Udall also said the U.S. should follow Denmark's example and promote the creation of community-owned wind farms. That was the topic of one of the more than 100 workshops at the Energy Fair. Carol Overland of Northfield, Minnesota, is leading an effort to build enough windmills to power her town.
We use 35 megawatts. And what we would like to do is to be able to produce that locally and inject that into the grid so that we are not taking out more than what we use.
Wind energy is the fastest growing form of renewable energy in the country. An announcement is expected this week from a Wisconsin utility about plans for building new wind farms in the eastern part of the state that will generate 200 megawatts of power. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.